welcome to Inspirational Thursdays with Nadine. I am glad you joined us on the tapestry of your life. I speak God's blessing upon you, that you know you are blessed of the Lord, the blessing of God that empowers you and enables you to overcome obstacles, to be victorious, to be prosperous, enriched in every way of your life. And I thank you for being a part of the tapestry of your life. Today, we're going to talk about different scriptures that record prayers. And praying is communicating, talking with God, and listening. Just like we communicate in the natural with someone, we want to not only be the one talking, but we want the person or people to talk with us, a back and forth, a giving and a receiving of conversation, of ideas, of inspiration, of help, of creativity and imagination to grow and develop and to produce much fruit. And so the best place to start in my mind is in Matthew chapter 6, the disciples ask Jesus, teach us to pray. And Pastor Doug this past week mentioned this as part of his sermon, that the disciples observed the fruit, the results of Jesus praying with his Father. We read in the Gospels, Jesus often went alone to pray with his Father. And the disciples noticed that this was a key part of the power of God being released in Jesus' life, with miracles, signs, and wonders following the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. And so they asked Jesus to teach us to pray. And we also can learn from this teaching from Jesus recorded in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus said, pray like this, our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And some translation says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So that's Matthew 6. That's a great teaching of how to pray. We pray to God the Father. And now that Jesus has been risen with new life into heaven, Philippians tells us God gave him the name above all names. And Jesus told his disciples that once he would leave the earth after paying the price with his blood for our remission, our forgiveness of sins, that we would pray to the Father in Jesus' name. So we pray to God the Father, and we recognize that he is holy. And that it's his kingdom and his will that comes to earth as it is in heaven. We thank God for giving us daily bread, physical nutrition, and the word of God, like manna, bread to us. And that we thank God for forgiving us our debts, our sins, and transgressions. And we forgive others. And then we thank you, God, for not leading us into temptation, but for delivering us from evil. That's the standard of our prayers. And then we want to go to the Gospel of John. Holy Spirit is very important in our prayers. So Jesus is talking to his disciples, preparing them for his leaving the earth and returning to heaven. And he says in chapter 14 of the Gospel of John, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." This tells us we are in charge of our hearts. So if we are experiencing trouble in our hearts, Jesus says, do not let it happen. So start by saying, heart, mind, do not be troubled. This is the word of God in John 14:1. I believe in God. Heart, believe in God. Thoughts, think, believe in God. We just talk to our bodies, our souls, the word of God. We give our bodies and souls commands. I'm telling you, this is life-changing. It's been so long ago that I used to be overwhelmed with my soul. And there was a continual battle between my spirit, which was filled with God's truth, and my soul, which was filled with trouble. But once I learned that I have to tell my body and my soul what to do, like I would tell a child in when I'm training them, I had to train my soul and my body with the word of God. I could not expect my body and my soul just to pick up the truth and hope that it did what was right. No, I needed to command it and make a demand upon my body and my soul. You obey the word of God. I am a believer in God. My spirit has been recreated and brand new, made brand new by the blood of Jesus, because I asked Jesus to be my Savior and Lord, and he made me a new creation. So my spirit is brand new. And I learned that I had to open up my mouth and speak boldly. In the beginning, I spoke the word of God, even though I did not see or feel anything, because it was the beginning of light shining. So imagine with me, when it is dark outside and you have a small flashlight or a candle, that's the beginning of light pushing away darkness. But you will know, and some of you have experienced this, I think all of us have, the light is close to you, but when you're looking further out, further down the path or further down the road, it still looks like darkness to you. So as we speak the word of God and learn and believe the word of God, act on the word of God, live according to the word of God, we got to consume more of the word of God, because the word of God brings light to our path, then the light will increase. And the light of God will increase so much. The Bible says it's like the noonday sun. Well, we have experienced the noonday sun when it's the middle of the day, when the sun is at its highest height. You don't see darkness anywhere. It's bright. And if you had that same flashlight and that same small candle, you wouldn't really need it or notice that it's adding light to light, because there's so much light. That's what I'm saying. As we increase in the word of God, speaking it, learning it, acting on it, being trained by it, light is going to flood our souls and our body, and we will be full of light, because light overcomes the darkness and we are just filled with light. I'm telling you, this is where light, The light of God will take you. So as you look at the sunshine, well, don't look at the actual sun, but as you see the effects of the sunshine and how it fills the entire atmosphere of the day, the word of God received and applied in our lives fills our atmospheres, fills our soul, fills our body. I'm so excited about this because it's like night and day is what I'm telling you. How long has it been? It's been 11 years since I made this change. And in the beginning, the light increased step by step, steadily increased until one day I am fully immersed in light. And my soul and my body cannot even really remember. It's like a vague memory that I once was lost and bound in darkness. But now I'm free in the perfect light of day. So do not let your hearts be troubled. The peace of God. We're going to get to that. I've got to get to that. That's in here. Jesus talks about his peace. So let's keep reading. Oh my goodness. Okay. Jesus says, if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and take you to myself, that you may be with me also. And you know the way to where I am going. Then Thomas, one of the disciples, said, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. From now on, you know me and you know the Father because we are one. So Philip had a question about showing us the Father, and Jesus said, don't you know whoever has seen me has seen the Father? Do you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, and believe on the account of the works themselves. Truly I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And so here we have it. In Matthew, we read some people call it the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus taught his disciples to pray to God the Father. And now we see Jesus is saying, you need to ask in my name. So that we say, in the name of Jesus. And then verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So this is Jesus talking to his disciples, verse 19 in John chapter 14. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father and you in me and I am you. Oh my goodness, this is an amazing combination of light and love and life. Let's go back and read that again. Here we are in verse 21. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me Oh, I skipped. I skipped. But I want to go back to verse 20. Ooh, take a deep breath. I'm so excited. I hope you are too. I know you. The Word of God is releasing excitement in you. Okay, John 14, 20. In that day, what day? Jesus just said that he won't be on the earth anymore because he will be resurrected from the dead and have resurrection power and life. So in that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you are in me and I am in you. Let's just stop there with that scripture. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, are you excited with what I am reading here? Jesus said, after my resurrection, and we know that Jesus was resurrected over 2,000 years ago. He said, in that day, you will know that I am in my Father. So Jesus is in God the Father, and you are in me. So believers in the Lord Jesus are in Jesus, and Jesus said, and I am in you. So we are in Jesus, and Jesus is in us, and Jesus is in the Father. That means we're also in the Father. Oh my goodness. I am looking this up, John 14, 20, in the Passion. So when that day comes, you will know I am living in the Father and that you are one with me, for I will be living in you. Now, before we stop today, we have to read verse 21, which I jumped into a little bit, and then I went back to verse 20. But let's end with John 14, 21. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right, this is so exciting. Those who truly love me are those who obey my commands. Whoever passionately loves me will be passionately loved by my Father, and I will passionately love him in return and will reveal myself to him. Ha! That's the Passion. In the English Standard Version, verse 21 says, whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Oh my goodness. The word manifest or reveal. The footnote in the Passion Translation says the verb translated reveal is used in John's Gospel only here and in the following verse. So the Exodus 33 verse 13 also used this verb as a special divine manifestation, a revealing, a showing of God, showing himself, a showing of God of who I am. It means that God personally comes to us. God is a personal God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He established an eternal covenant that we might be grafted in and receive the same life that Jesus gave for us. So verse 20 and 21 of John 14, the day has come when Jesus has been resurrected 2,000 years ago. And this is what Jesus told his disciples. When that day comes, so we know it has already happened, we will know that Jesus is living in the Father, and we are one with Jesus because Jesus is living in us. And so that's the life. Now, verse 21, those who truly love me obey my commands. So we love God, and Jesus continues, whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. So now we receive the same love of the Father that Jesus received. And not only that, Jesus says, I will love you in return. So as we live our life in Jesus and he lives his life in us, and we love Jesus and God by obeying the word of God, then Jesus and the Father love us, and Jesus reveals, manifests, makes himself personally known to us. Woo! Oh my goodness. I am so excited. I bless you in the mighty name of Jesus to live in God and God live in you, to love God and God's love be in you, and Jesus himself manifest in your life, made personally known to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare this for our lives. God bless you, empowering you to prosper.